Well, sadly, cancer is something which touches us all, and despite the ongoing work of those magnificent researchers, it remains one of the greatest mysteries of science. And I'm sure that everyone who is listening to our show will have a friend or a loved one who sadly has succumbed to this disease. Joining us now is Adelaide conveyancer and mother, Angie Nguyen, who also has her beautiful little daughter, Addie, here with us in the studio. Hi there, Addie.
Hi.
Now, Angie, I got to know you last year. In fact, it was through buying a house where my conveyancer, and you did it, not that this is a plug, but you did a terrific job with that.
Thank you.
But we stayed in touch, and you have done what I think is a remarkable thing. We're off your own bat. You've got no experience as an event coordinator or as a fundraiser, but you've set up this organisation called the Many Faces of Cancer. You held the first big fundraising event last year. You got a whole bunch of big names together, and you donated a whole stack of money to the entire swathe of cancer charities that exist in South Australia. Now, I remember talking to you last year. The impetus for you to do this was the tragic loss of your auntie to cancer, wasn't it?
That's right. My auntie passed away 6 weeks before our wedding, and it was devastating to myself and our family. So we thought we wanted to do something more positive with our time and make a difference. I have a young family. We'd like to leave the world in a better place for them.
And when you decided to go down this path of mounting this charity event, you had no experience of doing anything like that. What was it like from a sort of organisational perspective, you know, taking off something of that scale?
It was a little bit overwhelming, to be honest, but I was really fortunate at the time. It was around the same time I did the settlement for you. And I did a settlement for another gentleman called Mauro Valenti of Haycom Entertainment. He sort of helped me out, and I just asked him what I should do. He came on board, and he's been instrumental in the background, helping us make sure that we cover everything off.
Angie, your fundraiser's got a very interesting title, The Many Faces of Cancer. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that's about.
The Many Faces of Cancer represents the fact that cancer comes in so many different forms. It's not just breast cancer and not just bowel cancer. There are so many different forms that are overlooked within the whole community. So we represent and raise funds for the Cancer Council SA because we also like the fact that they do the lodges that help about 180 people a year that come from regional places to come and stay with their treatments. You know, 25 people a day, pass away from cancer.
In South Australia?
In South Australia. 3,500 a year. So they have cancer research, they have the lodges, they have education, they do so many different things, they have the helpline. So that's why we chose Cancer Council SA. They're a great organisation. And that's why we chose our name, The Many Faces, because it comes in so many different forms and affects so many different people.
I mean, I think a lot of people know that I've been personally affected with the loss of my husband. And what I've discovered through that is that everyone's story is different.
That's
cancer is sort of this thing that you just can't predict how someone's going to cope with it, respond, be cured, maybe not get better. And so that's why I like the title, because cancer does have so many different faces and it affects so many people, from little kiddies right through to, you know, folks in their 80s and 90s. No one is immune to it.
Yes, and I've come across so many people once taking on this journey, from little people to older people and people that you just wouldn't expect that have had their own stories. So it's important that we get out there, we spread the word, we're a new charity, we're here to stay. It started off small and now it's something that we want to grow, and hopefully one day we'll be as big as Variety or some of the other bigger charities, you know, 5-10 years down the track. So we want people to know our name. We also want people to know that, you know, the Many Faces Ball will be at the Hilton on a biannual basis. And the Hilton have been great in supporting us.
When you talked about losing your aunt, Angie, I mean, as you said, it was only 6 weeks before your wedding.
Yes.
I think everyone who has lost friends, loved ones to cancer, there is often always a marker like that. It's like, oh, geez, it would have been nice if we got one more Christmas or if we got one more anniversary or one extra birthday or something like that. But in a way, has this event become something that for you on a personal level, aside from the fundraising task, mm-hmm. is in memory of your aunt and has become something tangible for you and your family to sort of hold on to?
Yeah, most certainly. It keeps her spirit alive. This year she would have been 60, so this event is going to be really special. So we'll be celebrating her 60th.
So how can people get on board? How can people support the Many Faces of Cancer?
Okay, well, you can jump on our website, which is obviously www.manyfacesofcancer.com.au. Follow the links, purchase a table, purchase a ticket, come along to the dinner. It's going to be wonderful. George Caponaris is on board again. He's a wonderful supporter. We also have some amazing auction prizes. One, most importantly, and everybody's going to want this, is a dinner with Matt Preston and Duncan.
Matt the Cravat.
Yeah, Matt the Cravat. Matt's been very generous to donate his time to attend the
Brilliant.
Lunch prepared by Duncan Wilmongo. I get very confused.
Is he the guy
name.
From
Bistro Dom?
From Bistro Dom, yeah,
in
right.
In Weymouth Street. Amazing chef. Adelaide's very lucky to have him. They're going to cook an amazing lunch for 10 people.
Fabulous prize to go for, yeah.
I think so too. As well as a chef's table at the Hilton.
Brilliant.
Manchester United signed jersey, all you big soccer fans.
Wow.
By the whole team, guys. So you want to be there to get
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
8:43. You know, it was interesting when Jane was just saying about how her husband contracted cancer and passed away. And I mean, I'm not close enough to that situation, even though I'm close to Jane, to understand how Barry handled it. But what I can say is when Mum got cancer at 60, she handled it really, really well. And as a result of that, we didn't quite know how to handle that situation. We didn't understand.
Difficult. Yeah, it can be difficult. My auntie was very brave. She put all of us above herself to make sure that the family were okay.
Mm.
And on our wedding day, it was actually really interesting without us knowing. I walked into the room at the Hilton, as a bride does, you know, every little thing that's supposed to be going on in that room. And there was a screen up in the corner of the room, and I said to the lady at the Hilton, "What's that?" And she sort of passed it off for me. Turns out my auntie, from her bed in the Mary Potter Hospice, had put together a slideshow of my husband and I.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. So that was really touching and made sure that she was there with us on the day.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome,
that's
Angie.
That's wonderful.
Well, look, the organisation is the Many Faces of Cancer. Mm-hmm. As you said, the website is manyfacesofcancer.com.au. The big event is coming up in June.
Yep, 14th of June.
Anyone out there who wants to do their part, get behind the excellent charity work you're doing. And again, Angie, good on you for doing this, because it's not even your day job, and that's why I was really happy to have you in here on the show, and thanks for bringing a little Addie in too.
Yeah. Hey, Addie, are you going to school now?
Yes.
You've had a bit of a sort of a late start to school today. Is that exciting?
Yes.
Yeah, do you know what? I never ever went to school, Addie. So I had a very late start. What? She said. Thanks, Angie.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you.
Just joking, Addie.
Thank you very much indeed. Lovely to have
a chat
to you. And also, Addie, that's just absolutely delightful.